Welcome to this week's message from Crosspoint Community Church. You can find us on the web at crosspointonline.org. There, you can find links to our social media accounts. Led by Pastor Mike Deese, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. in Roswell, Georgia. Now presenting this week's message.
Welcome, everyone. Good to see those faces on Zoom. And I just want to give a big welcome. Some beautiful places there. And I want to give a big welcome to our Facebook Live family. It's been 49 days since we were able to gather together corporately and enjoy some good worship and fellowship together. I'm a little disappointed in that, but I'm not just heartbroken because I'm broadcasting here today from Grady, Alabama. And as you can see, some beautiful weather. And all I got to say is the water's fine, boys. Y'all come on down. It's good. We've been down. I came down yesterday, been doing a little work down here, doing some four-wheeling. Got over on the back on Dream Hill, got Dad stuck in his Gator, his Polaris. And so here we have an 87-year-old man stuck in the middle of the creek, and the alligator's about 100 yards away. But no worries. He's good. So working and four-wheeling, eating. Great dinner last night, by the way. Compliments of Red's Little Schoolhouse. And they are still closed to in-room dining, but there's takeout. God's blessing them. And by the way, two days ago, they celebrated their 35th anniversary of Reds. And for Cross Point family, we've enjoyed their catering our Christmas banquet For 30 years, they've come up and joined us and catered for us all that good food. So it's been a good time. I'm glad to be with you, even though I'm here with Grady. Here we are together, everybody on Zoom and on Facebook Live. We're more scattered than we've ever been when we're together. And that kind of like a God thing. It's like how God can turn things upside down. We're more scattered, and yet I do believe that we are closer and more united than perhaps ever. One in spirit, one in purpose, and it's good to see, again, all your faces. I can see those on Zoom. I can see some of these folks tuning in via Facebook Live. Phil in Washington, it's always good to see you. Kim in UK. No Longer Bound guys, shout out to you, up and coming. Uncle Donald down in Florida. It's just amazing how God can take a situation that is tough, yes, but how he can do a great thing out of it. Because what we've said every week is what? God is good, and he redeems all that he allows. We're hearing more and more stories of how people are experiencing that personally. And isn't that the objective, that we come to a place to we know God experientially in our lives? So here's again what I want to encourage everybody to do. We're not alone in this. God has reminded us time and time again that even though that we are separated, we're not isolated, and that we are better together. So please contact us. I mean, if you've got a question, or if you've got something you're struggling with, or you feel like there's something that God's doing in your life, please contact us. The information will be on your screen for the Zoom folks at the end of our time together today. Also, I'm sure that one of our good folks will give you the link to our contact Crosspoint on the Facebook Live. Please contact us, because we are better together. Again, beautiful day. So glad to see you. And we want to just go ahead and turn our attention right now to God's word and to really begin this time with his word and prayer. And so for our Zoom folks, Pastor Aaron's going to lead us in that. And Facebook Live folks, you just hang with me, and we're going to look to God's word together. But let me go ahead and prep you on this. We're in, what's today? Let's see. Oh, May 3rd, right? So we're either going to look at one of the Psalms, the third Psalm, or I add 31 days now that we're in May, which would be Psalm 3 or Psalm 34. Are we going to look at a Proverbs? Well, we're going to look at Proverbs. Get your Bibles, open up to Proverbs chapter 3, and Pastor Aaron, you take it away for our Zoom folks, and I'll do it for Facebook.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor Mike. So good to see all of your wonderful faces. God bless you this morning. So cool to see your backgrounds, too. We got Linda Porter back there and Richard Meter. I love the backgrounds. I like the Meters. Chris also had a cool one, a little baseball field. I feel like we should have a competition next week who has the best background. But anyway, side note, we can chat about that later. So turn with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 3 as we read God's word together. It says this: "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine." Amen, amen. Father, we just come before you humbly. We come before you in thanksgiving for all that you are in our lives. Jesus, we thank you so much for waking us up this morning, giving us new life. Father, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for our family that reaches states away and countries away, that we can be united all together on this day to celebrate you, Jesus. I pray that your love and your word will go forth in the hearts and minds of all your people. And I pray you bless Pastor Mike as he gives your word. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And it's your holy name we pray. Amen.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. How's our timing there? So-so? Aaron, that's you. All right, here we go. All right, this has been quite a week for us. Now, last week, you had to endure what was transpiring in my household with all the the 10 different projects and stuff like this. But this has been a very eventful week for us. I don't know where you're coming from or what your week's been like, but our oldest, Michael, number 34, he wore the number 34 all throughout, ever since he was knee high to me, all through his collegiate career, number 34. He turned 34 this past week. So y'all pray for Michael. Shout out to Michael, number 34. Also, by the way, Today is my youngest daughter. So we go from the oldest to the youngest. My youngest daughter, Rachel, her last day. For most of you know that she graduated college, and then she took a step up after graduating college, and she moved to Grady, Alabama. That's a step up for anybody. But anyway, she moved down here, hanging out with my dad and learning the farm and all that. But she's also worked at the restaurant. Today is her last day of working there at Red's. And so I know that they're going to be sad. And Paw, I don't know what he's going to do whenever she moves back to Hotlanta. So, I mean, that's a big deal. That's big news in these family. Also, my wife, Felicia, let me tell you what she did. No, I'm kidding. So tomorrow she starts her 3-month leave. And so she won't be flying. And so please call me up and get me out of the house, okay? Wear masks, do whatever you got to do. I'm not used to this. So a lot going on. By the way, attic update for, you know, 7 truckloads. Most of you know, 7 truckloads of clothes hauled off, but then because of our sorting angels, all those clothes were sorted and they're ready to be donated. Man, and the attic, absolutely empty, cleaned out. Thanks, Rob, for helping. And ready for another 25 years of assault. Mm-hmm. Good stuff going on. Garage empty, painted. Thanks, Mark, for that. And, let me tell you another thing that happened this way. The shelter in place is being lifted. Right? If you couldn't tell, if you didn't know that, if you didn't hear that, you should have been out on the roads on Friday, on May 1st. It was crazy. People said, okay, let's get out of here. So here's my whole point in saying all that. We will be tempted at this particular point to just jump right back in and old patterns, old routines, old schedules, you know, to normal. Is it Lee Corso? But as Lee Corso says, not so fast. I think that what God has really put on my heart is this, that we need to truly, before we are tempted to go back and to re-embrace what was normal, that God would have us to ruthlessly identify what he has been teaching us, to ruthlessly do that. That reminds us of some passage, and I want to encourage you to go back and look and highlight and reread the passages of Scripture that God has brought before us during this time. Habakkuk, you know, chapter 2, you know, talking about the vision of God, the revelation of God, and how it's going to come, and that we need to wait on it. And when we wait on it, we need to write it down. And so I just want to implore you. I want to implore me, all of us, to really take some time before we jump back into the normal, before we jump back into the old routines, to the old practices, to what we're used to doing. Please, please, please don't hydroplane over what God's been doing. What are the adjustments that he has been inviting me and you to make through this time? Because God has a purpose behind everything that he allows. And he has had a purpose in your life and my life through this. And I have witnessed and seen how people have been more sensitive to God and more ready, even though with somewhat reservation, more ready to embrace God and his ways during this, so that they can experience freedom or forgiveness or hope or joy, assurance, whatever the case may be. So I just don't think we need to jump past what God's been doing. And that's exactly what Proverbs chapter 3 is talking about. So if you got your Bibles, we're going to go down by this verse by verse and look at some of this. Verse 1, that's what he's saying. He's saying, my son, my daughters, my people, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart. So whatever it takes, I think that God is inviting us to not so fast, slow down, don't jump back out there, to reflect on and pray about, God, what have you been revealing to me? What have you been showing me about me? What have you been showing me about you? And he says, I want you to keep these on your heart. Memorize them, write them down, share them, talk with them, talk about them with other people. And then he goes on and he says, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. And he's not just talking about prosperity financially. He's talking about prosperity in every aspect of life. When it comes to our relationships, when it comes to our finances, when it comes to our spirit, when it comes to our emotions, every aspect. He says, you write these things down. Don't forget them. And I think that is highlighted during a season like this for us. Verse 3, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Let love and faithfulness. What does that mean? Number one, if we're going to let love and faithfulness never leave us, then we've got to first experience it. That is experienced for us through Jesus Christ. The only way that we can know and experience and have love is through God's love, is through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so if you've been going through this whole pandemic or been going through your whole life and you've never made that decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, that's God's invitation for you today. And if you have, He's saying, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them up, do it. And I think what He's saying there, just be faithful. Just keep trusting God and love God and love people and be faithful in what you're doing. There are so many examples. I've seen love and faithfulness demonstrated in tangible ways through so many of you. You've heard me saying God is unleashing His church. He's unleashing the followers of Christ. And it's amazing. It's amazing the ways you have demonstrated love and faithfulness. And I just want to encourage you to continue to do that. He said, don't ever let it leave you. Even when the pandemic is gone, do not let this leave you, because this is how the world knows the love of Jesus Christ. It's through our example. And then verse 4, he says, then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Then you, he said, if you're doing this, you will win favor. And this is what God's really continued to put on my heart. And I think I shared with you this with some of you recently, is that God has just made it so evident to me that how we live is, well, really the eternity of so many people is hinged on our love and faithfulness, how we live. I think that through this pandemic, there have been a lot of people who have demonstrated confident hope, even though they've lost their job, even though they've been sick, even though it's been a very difficult time. There have been so many people that have experienced the grace of God, that experienced the hope of God, experienced the joy of God. And through that, people, they see that and they're drawn to experience our amazing Father, our good, good Father. And so what he's saying here is that whenever we just continue to rely on him and trust him, then there is a reputation that we have with us. And right now we are building bridges. We are through this pandemic. We've had the opportunity because there's needs. Find a need and fill it. There are needs out there. And we are able to respond. And you've responded in practical ways through first responders, goodies to them, through food for North Fulton, the ICU COVID-19 unit that can't leave there, through the North Georgia tornado relief, through finding someone that's really discouraged or maybe depressed right now, and you coming alongside of them with a verse or a call or a note. I just say, yay, God, thank you. That's why it is. I am so convinced that God's Spirit is being poured out in such a tangible and powerful way, unlike we've experienced it in years. So he said, do this, and then there's going to be that connection with those around you. Verse 5, the verse that we go to, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So here's another thing that I think God is you go, well, I've got it. I understand that. I've read that. I've got it on my mirror. I've got that verse in my Bible. It's a bookmark. But I really do believe that this is one of the key things that God has been doing during this time, is saying, guys, I'm showing you what it really, really means to trust me with all of your heart. That means That means yes with your salvation. That means yes with your marriage. That means yes with your money. That means trust God with your children. Trust God with your emotions. Trust God with every decision, every aspect. And we've been encouraged through this whole time to really, really listen and be sensitive to what God, but I think God is saying, this is the way I want you to live every single day throughout history. I want you to live in absolute dependence upon me. Trust me with all of your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. This pandemic has provided us an opportunity to stop because, you know, we're in uncharted territory to stop and to really turn our attention more to God. And I think God is just saying, I want that. Yeah, that's it. I want you to do that every single day of your life. This is it. Trust me. Trust me with that hard decision you've got. Trust me with that fear that is just raging in your heart right now. Trust me with that shame. Trust me with that broken relationship. Trust me with that job loss. Trust God in this. Don't lean to your own understanding. He's just checking that for us. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Wow. I mean, this is where God is really showing us where the rubber meets the road right there. Number seven, verse seven, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. I like that. That's the reason we got to trust him. Don't be wise in your own eyes. There's things right now that you think, well, this is the way I should do this. This is how I should handle that problem. This is what I should say to her. This is what I should do about it. He said, don't do that. Don't do that. Fear God. That's a holy reverence, respect. Fear God. Turn to God and say, God, you are the author of my life. Verse 8, this will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. I tell you something. The best thing for a lot of the ailments that we're experiencing is this right here, is to experience him, bring health to our bodies, nourishment to our bones. Who was it? Cyrus? Who was that? Cyrus? I can't remember his name. That achy, breaky heart. Listen, some of our heart pains and even our bone pains is a result of not doing what he's saying here in these previous verses in Proverbs 3. Verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. And then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. So he's just saying, every aspect of life, come and just lay it. Come and surrender to the Lord and look expectantly to him. And he says, woo, look at that. Your barns will be filled to overflowing. Your vats will brim over with new wine. We're going, yee-haw, let's party. You know, the pandemic's over. I do think that we are blessed materially, financially, and so many other ways because of this. But I think the reason for that is, again, that as God blesses us, as we experience his abundance, of what is abundance in what? Joy, peace, hope, material things, relationships, ritual. As we experience that, other people are going to say, wow, what's going on in their life? Why do they have hope when I have no hope? Why are they being so blessed when I don't feel like I'm being blessed? Listen, the blessings always lead to the blesser. The blessings always lead us to the blesser. And so, you know, God just put Proverbs 3 on my mind. It's the May 3rd. And I think it's just a reminder, not so fast, folks. Let's don't just jump on out there now that some of the restrictions are being lifted. But let's just, again, marinate in what God's been doing in and through our lives. And, you know, what he's all about is transforming us. If you've never put your faith, you may have put your faith in religion, but you've never put your faith in the person of Jesus Christ, he wants you to experience his life and his joy and his hope right now. And so today, as Joshua says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Today is your opportunity to say, all right, I don't understand it all, but Jesus, I do know and believe that you came and that you lived and you died on the cross for me, and you were resurrected so that you may give me your life. Just make that your prayer, or in your own words, because ultimately that is the biggest outcome that God wants you to experience through this pandemic. All right, so Romans chapter 12. I like the way the Passion paraphrase puts it. We know, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, you know, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. But listen to the way the Passion translation puts it. It says, beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies, all these mercies of God? I encourage you to surrender yourselves to God to be his sacred living sacrifices and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights his heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. So what's it saying there? It's saying we experience the good things of life. We don't make them. We don't manufacture them. But we experience them in our life. And so he said, this becomes your true act of worship as we just surrender to God, as we experience his hope, his joy, his purpose, his love, his healing, whatever it may be. So when it comes to just reflecting on what God's been doing and what he's been teaching us individually and us corporately, again, I want to encourage you, not so fast, reflect on this, you know, and is it new habits? Is it new habits that God is saying, okay, I want you to carry this habit into your future. Maybe it's your habit of prayer. A matter of fact, we are praying more these days. We're praying more corporately these days. I was reading a Facebook post from one of our global partners said, hey, he just posted and asked a question. He said, are you experiencing more or less community during this pandemic? And 75% of those people said less. But we were talking during our prayer time and all of our people said, absolutely more, absolutely more. We may not be physically, but as far as true community and unity, we are experiencing a depth of God's grace and his spirit. So I don't know. Is it prayer? Is it Bible study? Has God given you a better appreciation or love for his word? God wants us to fall in love with his word. Is it journaling? Is it listening prayer? Is it family dinners? Is it family walks? Is it family devos? Write it down. Wait for the revelation. He says, write it down. Because there's some stuff that God is wanting to do for his glory and for our good. Is it just new projects or new priorities? You know, we got a lot of projects done around our houses during the pandemic. Is God using that just to remind us, hey, you know what? We need to do a lot more frequent cleaning out of our spiritual lives. We need to do it a lot more frequently than we've been doing it. We don't need to keep waiting until it's so painful. We need to purge sin quickly and experience what God says in his word in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. And so we have all of this free space to experience God's love and grace. You know, what is it? What is it, new priorities? I really do exhort each and every one of us, you know, to sometime today, this is the Sabbath day, sometime to write down lessons from the pandemic that God has given to me, adjustments that God is calling me to make. See, that's where the rubber meets the road, is whenever we personalize it in our life and also corporately. I would ask you to just go back and reflect on some of the key passages that God has just kind of raised up for us during this time. We see in the Bible time and time and time and time again, it says, remember, 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 remember. What does God want you to remember? What does God want you to take forward in this time? Because here's the deal. What he is doing in us, what he is doing in you, is going to profoundly affect the people. It's going to It's going to build a bridge for someone to experience the goodness and the grace of God. He's using this time to make us more attractive, filling us with hope, filling us with peace, filling us with joy, filling us with connection. You know, it may be that, you know, God is just calling you and me. I go back to what we talked about a couple of weeks ago. He's calling me and you to really stay out on the ice. Remember the example as far as faith, taking that walk on that. Stay out on the ice. Stop jumping on the shore. Stop jumping on land and stay out there. Exposed, but also confident in who we are in Christ. Every decision that we make, no matter, you know, how much our heart flutters and maybe how fearful we are, we walk by faith and not by sight. God wants us to do that in everything. Your business, what you do tomorrow, what you do this afternoon, every aspect, to walk by faith and not by sight. And that's dependence upon Him. But here's the deal. I believe that God is doing that. He is forging our faith. He is bringing us to a place of just absolute, absolute dependence on Him. And yet that's really hard. It's based on where you are in your Christian walk. It could be extremely scary. You could be extremely nervous. But during these days, I'm seeing people step out in faith. Even though afraid, they're stepping out in faith and trusting God with all of their heart, and they're not leaning to their own understanding. And that gives opportunity for God to redeem what He allows, some amazing stuff. But one of the best, but you know, it's just like this. If you see a lot of people out there, you know, skating or ice sailing on the ice, pretty soon you go, that's pretty safe. And the more people see your joy, the more people see my joy, our hope, our confidence, the blessings, God's favor on us, the more they see that, the more of us that they see that, the more attracted they will be to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So how do we stay out there? How do we stay out on the ice and just confidently sailing for Jesus? Well, it happens whenever we surround ourselves with faith people. I mean, people of great faith. People that sometimes you go, "Woo, they're a little bit too happy go." No. People of great and solid and strong faith. It's contagious. And that's the reason it's so important for you. If you're not a part of a group, get in a group. Stop isolating. You're going to continue to take nervous walks on the edge of this glorious ocean of God's love and grace. I tell you what, and I think many of you could say this with me. My faith has been in Lord and God and Jesus Christ, but I will tell you that through this pandemic, my faith has found a resting place. And that's on the love and the assurance and the grace and the forgiveness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My prayer for you and my prayer for me is this, and I'll close. It's found in Philippians. It's the Amplified Version as we get ready to close. Paul says this. He says, "It is my own eager expectation and hope that looking toward the future, I will not disgrace myself or be ashamed in anything, but that with courage and the utmost freedom of speech, even now as always, Christ will be magnified and exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ." That is, He is my source of joy, my reason to live. "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, for I will be with Him in eternity." So here's my question for you. Is Jesus Christ your source and your reason to live? If you've never made Him your source of life, again, I want to encourage you to do that today. and let us know that so that we can encourage you and walk alongside of you. Also, I just want to encourage the rest of us to continue to trust God, to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, all for God's glory, as He is making His bride, the church, the followers of His, more and more beautiful. Would you pray with me? Father God, we just thank you so much for your amazing love and grace. We thank you that you continue to invite us to wait upon you. And through doing so, and through doing it together, we experience amazing grace. We experience love. We experience rest. I thank you so much for, Lord, all of those that, Lord, you've placed in my life and the privilege of being able to do life and service and ministry together. Lord, now we just ask that you would take us in this day, on this Sabbath day, into a sweet rest, that which we rest in you and learn of you for your glory and for our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Crosspoint Community Church. You can find us on the web at crosspointonline.org. There, you'll find links to our social media accounts. We gather every Sunday at 11 a.m. in Roswell, Georgia. Tune in next week.